This is an audio version of an extract from Towards Monosemanticity, Decomposing Language Models with Dictionary Learning by Trenton Bricken et al. From Anthropic, published on October 4, 2023. Subtitle: Using a sparse autoencoder, we extract a large number of interpretable features from a one-layer transformer. This is a core reading for the AI Safety Fundamentals course. Mechanistic interpretability seeks to understand neural networks by breaking them into components that are more easily understood than the whole. By understanding the function of each component and how they interact, we hope to be able to reason about the behavior of the entire network. The first step in that program is to identify the correct components to analyze. Unfortunately, the most natural computational unit of the neural network, the neuron itself, turns out not to be a natural unit for human understanding. This is because many neurons are polysemantic. They respond to mixtures of seemingly unrelated inputs. In the vision model Inception V1, a single neuron responds to faces of cats and fronts of cars. In a small language model we discuss in this paper, a single neuron corresponds to a mixture of academic citations, English dialogue, HTTP requests, and Korean text. Polysemanticity makes it difficult to reason about the behavior of the network in terms of the activity of individual neurons. One potential cause of polysemanticity is superposition, a hypothesized phenomenon where a neural network represents more independent features, in quotes, of the data than it has neurons, by assigning each feature its own linear combination of neurons. If we view each feature as a vector over the neurons, then the set of features form an overcomplete linear basis for the activations of the network neurons. In our previous paper on toy models of superposition, we showed that superposition can arise naturally during the course of neural network training if the set of features useful to a model are sparse in the training data. As in compressed sensing, sparsity allows a model to disambiguate which combination of features produced any given activation vector. For more discussion of this point, see Distributed Representations, Composition and Superposition, linked here. In Toy Models of Superposition, we described three strategies to finding a sparse and interpretable set of features if they are indeed hidden by superposition. 1. Creating models without superposition, perhaps by encouraging activation sparsity. 2. Using dictionary learning to find an overcomplete feature basis in a model exhibiting superposition. And 3. Hybrid approaches relying on a combination of the two. Since the publication of that work, we've explored all three approaches. We eventually developed counterexamples which persuaded us that the sparse architectural approach, approach 1, was insufficient to prevent polysemanticity, and that standard dictionary learning methods, approach 2, had significant issues with overfitting. In this paper, we use a weak dictionary learning algorithm called a sparse autoencoder to generate learned features from a trained model that offer a more monosemantic unit of analysis than the model's neurons themselves. Our approach here builds on a significant amount of prior work, especially in using dictionary learning and related methods on neural network activations. 6 examples are linked here. And a more general allied literature on disentanglement. We also note interim reports, with 6 linked here, which independently investigated the sparse autoencoder approach in response to toy models, culminating in the recent manuscript of Cunningham et al., linked here. The goal of this paper is to provide a detailed demonstration of a sparse autoencoder compellingly succeeding at the goals of extracting interpretable features from superposition and enabling basic circuit analysis. Concretely, we take a one-layer transformer with a 512-neuron MLP layer and decompose the MLP activations into relatively interpretable features by training sparse autoencoders on MLP activations from 8 billion data points, with expansion factors ranging from 1 times, 512 features, to 256 times, 131,072 features. We focus our detailed interpretability analyses on the 4,096 features learned in one run we'll call A1. This report has 4 major sections. In problem setup, we provide motivation for our approach and describe the transformers and sparse autoencoders we train. In detailed investigations of individual features, we offer an existence proof. We make the case that several features we find are functionally specific causal units which don't correspond to neurons. In global analysis, we argue that the typical feature is interpretable and that they explain a non-trivial portion of the MLP layer. Finally, in phenomenology, we describe several properties of our features, including feature splitting, universality, and how they can form finite state automata-like systems, implementing interesting behaviors. We also provide three comprehensive visualizations of features. First, for all features from 90 learned dictionaries, we present activating dataset examples and downstream logit effects. We recommend the reader begin with the visualization of A1. Second, we provide a data-oriented view, showing all features active on each token of 25 texts. Finally, we co-embed all 4,096 features from A1 and all 512 features from A0 into the plane using UMAP to allow for interactive exploration of the space of features. And there is indeed an interactive interface here, which allows you to explore all of the different features that this approach has uncovered, randomly choosing a couple, quadruple new lines in legal text, nearby that triple new lines in recipes, new line in legal text, court filings, etc. Summary of results. Sparse autoencoders extract relatively monosemantic features. We provide four different lines of evidence. Detailed investigations for a few features firing in specific contexts for which we can construct computational proxies, human analysis for a large random sample of features, automated interpretability analysis of activations for all the features learned by the autoencoder, and finally, automated interpretability analysis of logit weights for all the features. Moreover, the last three analyses show that most learned features are interpretable. While we do not claim that our interpretations catch all aspects of features' behaviors, by constructing metrics of interpretability consistently for features and neurons, we quantitatively show their relative interpretability. Sparse autoencoders produce interpretable features that are effectively invisible in the neuron basis. We find features, for example, one firing on Hebrew script, which are not active in any of the top dataset examples for any of the neurons. Sparse autoencoder features can be used to intervene on and steer transformer generation. For example, activating the Base64 feature we study causes the model to generate Base64 text, and activating the Arabic script feature we study produces Arabic text. See discussion of pinned feature sampling in global analysis. Sparse autoencoders produce relatively universal features. Sparse autoencoders applied to different transformer language models produce mostly similar features, more similar to one another than they are to their own model's neurons. See universality. Features appear to split, in quotes, as we increase autoencoder size. When we gradually increase the width of the autoencoder from 512, the number of neurons, to over 131,000, that's 256 times, we find features which naturally fit together into families. For example, one Base64 feature in a small dictionary splits into three, with more subtle and yet still interpretable roles in a larger dictionary. The different size autoencoders offer different resolutions for understanding the same object. See feature splitting. Just 512 neurons can represent tens of thousands of features. Despite the MLP layer being very small, we continue to find new features as we scale the sparse autoencoder. And features connect in finite state automata-like systems that implement complex behaviors. For example, we find features that work together to generate valid HTML. See finite state automata. That's the end of the excerpt included as a core reading of the AI Safety Fundamentals course. You can follow the link in the description to read the rest of this paper. This was an audio version of an extract from Towards Monosemanticity, Decomposing Language Models with Dictionary Learning, by Trenton Bricken et al. From Anthropic, published on the 4th of October 2023. This recording was by Perrin Walker.